Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for When You Don't Feel God's Presence by James MacDonald. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Psalms 34:8. Sometimes we find ourselves in seasons of life when God's goodness is hidden, when it's either invisible to us or blind to it. Let's be honest enough to admit that those are real struggles. We've been in those times, and perhaps you're in one of them right now. If you're in such a season and can't bring yourself to shout hallelujah, you don't need to feel bad about it. I would never want to lay a guilt trip on someone for not feeling like shouting hallelujah at that moment. But if we're to walk in faith, if we're to be people who truly live by faith, we must believe God is good, even at times when we can't see anything tangible pointing to it or giving evidence of it. Faith is believing the word of God and acting upon it, no matter how we feel, because God promises a good result. Here's what you may be tempted to do during times when you don't feel His goodness. You may wonder whether you should take care of things yourself. You might be inclined to conclude what you suspected all along. If I want good things to happen, I'd better go out there and get them, because God sure isn't guaranteed to do it, because He's not good all the time. And that's just not true. He has promised us good based upon His own goodness. God is good. He's always been good, and He'll always be good. Check out how consistently this is established in Scripture. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. In every situation, even in our darkest situations, we give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Psalm 136:1. In fact, no one is good except God alone. Mark 10:18. Father God, I know You are good. Even when my heart wavers and I don't feel it, I know You are good. Thank You for being bigger than my feelings. Thank You even for entrusting me with these times when believing is hard, when faith requires looking without seeing. You have never failed, though I often fail. You have never proved untrustworthy, though I have proved so fickle and forgetful. So today, I put no trust in my emotions, but only in what You have shown me through Your word to be true, that You are good all the time. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.